Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. As many of you know, I wasted money because I got one of those DNA kits, and I did it one time, and I spent $99 to find out I'm a child of the one true king, which that was a waste of money. I want to get into Elizabeth Warren because she's Cherokee people, Cherokee pride, so proud to live. So proud to die. I'm going to get into her fake results. Oh, wow. Feel like I'm in World War II Germany, pre-World War II Germany, with the way the left is trying to wipe out our viewpoint, period. This is cool. A blue wave in the midterm elections will be fueled by undocumented immigrants. Undocumented immigrants. And this is actually coming out, Stacey Adams, a Democratic nominee in Pennsylvania. Yes, that's right. She said undocumented immigrants are going to be doing this. President Trump visits Red Cross in Georgia. I want to get into that and all the hurricane relief and all this stuff because everyone's like, well, Trump is kicking with Kanye West instead of being with the victims. You know, anything to, whatever. I don't care. Doesn't make no sense. Hillary Clinton, for a strange reason, has lost her security clearance. I'll get into why she lost it, and I'm going to give you a trick that's going to get you, it's probably going to get me, this tip is probably going to get me taken off the air because insurance companies will probably kill me, but a woman won a $780,000 award because she was discriminated against because the insurance company would not allow her to have. What was that? Oh, yeah, she couldn't have reassignment surgery. Go imagine that one. No reassignment surgery. I'll tell you how you can use that to your advantage. Because that set precedent. That and also what's going on with Manchester United and that and so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and welcome to the conversation. Wow. Yeah, as many of you know, I work like 8 days a week right now, so that's why when I was working like 14-hour days, I didn't do a Thursday conversation. That's why I was not here, because my wife and my life comes first and foremost. You know, I mean, I do something, and I take care of my wife, and I take care of me. I've canceled conversations when the tornado sirens were going off. That was fun. And I've had to take my wife to the ER. So, I mean, stuff happens. We're live, folks. This isn't like pre-recorded. Beep. You know, if I say something wrong, there ain't no beeps. But hey. As many of you know by now, Elizabeth Warren is 1/1,000,000th of a 16th of a 75th of 4/32nds of a percent Native American. Yes, that means Trump owes Elizabeth Warren 1/65/1,000th of a penny. Get it over with. Okay, folks, she's not Native American. Cherokee don't offer their blood for DNA. You know how they use genealogy. They use records. They have people that, see, they still have a lot of old school technologies where they remember things and they memorize stuff. Go ahead. You burned all those? Oh, I've got it memorized. He told him that they're old school. Just remember those Native Americans that they, the Navajo code takers, no one could crack the Navajo code. No one. This is their land. Folks, their land. We're all here on their land. They're amazing, amazing people. I've been friends with four people that can own land on a reservation. Amazing. Elizabeth Warren, sorry, hon, you're not one. I mean, first of all, when she was going to take it, I think that was kind of Trump's joke about the whole, if you take one of the two DNA tests and it proves, well, you can't prove it because there's no such thing, you know, they don't hand over their DNA. But yeah, I just don't, anything, because here's another excuse, because they can't say Trump's doing a good job. They can't say. And I did have, because me and one of my best friends in the world up in Florida came and saw me. Oh man, I was about, I didn't want to cry in front of her, but I was just like, oh my, it made my day to see her. And I'm like, they're investing how much money into the steel industry in Gary? Oh, but that's not, I mean, and this is how I look at it from this standpoint. What is it? 60, Glenn Beck said this, what was it like several years ago? That 60% of our energy comes from coal. And until we find an alternative, what did Barack Obama say? Under my energy policies, prices will necessarily skyrocket. Yeah, if you do what Barack Obama wanted to do, your energy prices would go through the roof. Octuple, 50 times over. But, you know, there's a lot of people that say it's very polluting, it's very this, it's very that, and all this stuff. But, hey, that's jobs coming back. Until you got a better alternative. As many of you know, Sears filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. They're basically done. They're just postponing the inevitable. Starting out in 1909 as a mail order catalog. The thing with that is, what's good, all you idiots buy online? I'm like, and I commented to this guy. I said, well, who are you calling an idiot? Half the times I buy online because I'm looking for this. I saw someone and Walmart didn't have it. Meijer didn't have it. No one had it. Or, this is what I want. Let me see. And I can buy it online and have it shipped to my door for cheaper than at Gander Mountain when they were open. I mean, a lot of things. It's not like I really just want to go to Walmart and pick it up. But some things I can't find. And if I can't find it, I mean, I get tons of stuff online on Facebook for basses and guitars and instruments of all kinds. Okay, I couldn't buy it for that price. You know? The downfall of some of these music stores. I mean, not that going to Sam Asker Guitar Center is not fun. It's a blast. But at the same time, you know, if you can get something cheaper, you're going to do it. If you can find it cheaper. It's just there's a lot of things you look for that, hey, I can get this at Kmart for... They even have it there? No, I can't even find it. I have to buy it online. You know, hey, it's jobs. It's bringing back. What did they say? There's like 6 million unemployed and 7 million jobs. That's incredible. But, and suck it up. I mean, you may have to have a... If you can't find a job that makes a lot of money, maybe you need to make the dollar stronger. But then, you know, you have all these. But then a lot of people just don't want to work. I mean, what that's the problem in this world. Trades are huge. You can make lots of, if you can get your HVAC certification, you can make lots of money. It's a good job. People want to sit in an office. Now, I want to kind of find an office type job just because of my muscle issues, so I'm not on my feet all the time. It's not because, I mean, all I know is the kitchen. But that's kind of how it is. It's not like, because I'm lazy. Trust me, I come from my dad's genes. My dad gets up at 6 in the morning and works till midnight, 7 days a week. And he's finally starting to slow down. Finally, he takes when he comes home after working, he relaxes all weekend. I do that now. He's never done that. And he's 70. But that's just something that I do. And I want to get into something really quickly before I forget, and I'm going to get into this a couple times. I'm doing this for a friend that I went to school with, and let me bring it up. I remember I'm on the donor registry list. If anything happens to me, I'm an organ donor because everyone wants one, but how many people are going to be willing just to donate, you know? And I mean, if you ever see a dead show, you know, and Phil Lax is there, he always comes out and says, you know, how you doing, folks? I just want you to know that I'm an organ donor, and, you know, I'm one of those people that this kid woke up and told his mom, if anything ever happens to me, I want to be an organ donor. It's the greatest thing, and it means a lot, and everybody wants an organ, but how many people were willing to just go ahead and do that? And my friend, her dad, my friend Sarah Knott, her dad, David Knott, K-N-O-T-T, needs a kidney transplant. Some may have heard of this. To others, it is brand new news. Either way, the search is on. He's on a kidney transplant waiting list, which can take several years to find a paired donor. He is a father, a brother, a business owner, a diehard Cubs fan, a football coach, formerly a senior Olympian, and a world-class leaf raker. And we're trying to get prayers and try to get people out there. If you're in the Indiana area at all, you can call the IU Health Transplant Donor Coordination Line. That's 317-944-4370. That number again is 1-317-944-4370. Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. And you can ask them about they blood draws, and from there they can tell if you're a healthy, if you're a match or whatever. As long as you do not have a recent history or family history of cancer recently, or heart or lung disease, or have diabetes. So, if anyone out there, you can even go to your own hospital and say, hey, I want to donate blood so that you have to find out if there's a compatible match for me to donate a kidney or whatever. So you only need one and you got two. So, and you know, you might be a match for a bone marrow donor. You never know. But if you can help out with that, if you're on the conversation link, you can share it. I've shared it. Getting it out there so that people are aware. You know, thoughts and prayers are definitely welcome, you know, so. Wow. Moving on, folks, moving on. Wow, after all the stuff with the Supreme Court nominee and all this stuff, Brett Kavanaugh, a threatening letter with alleged ricin sent to Senator Susan Collins' home in Maine. I mean, this is just getting to be crazy. A hazardous materials team was called to Bangor, Maine, the home of Senator Susan Collins, after a threatening letter containing what the author said was the poison ricin was delivered. Collins spokesman Ann Clark said on Twitter that Collins' husband, Tom Daffron, the couple's dog, and parts of the home were quarantined while the letter was analyzed. Clark added that the home was cleared and the couple was able to remain at home tonight. It's crazy. I don't get it. I don't understand where we're... I don't understand this world. I don't understand the America when we disagree with you, no matter what, Republican or Democrat, it don't matter. We're going to take ricin and we're going to threaten you and... And it came back, the initial test, that it's just, they don't know what it is, but it's not ricin, it's not nothing threatening, but still. I mean, I hated Obama, but I would never want to sit there and make a video beheading him or shooting him. That's not right. That's not the America I grew up in. You can give him all the crap you want and say he sucks, but I don't wish him dead. I just wish him out of office and in prison. I don't know. I guess part of the show is me trying to figure out what happened to the America I grew up in. What happened? You know, what happened to hanging around the dining room table with four adults and everyone was smoking and you were there and no one said a word and no one had a... You know, you were allowed to be a kid. You were allowed to do stuff. You know, before pussies took over. Oh, you need to be put into one of those samurai suits if you're going to ride a bicycle because you could fall. You want to know how many times I was going down the street at 100 miles an hour? It seemed like I was going 25 and I fell off the bike and I had from the knee to my butt, a big, huge scar. And you learned. What a concept. See, in the restaurant business, like, I don't know about any other business, but you learn a lot by screwing up. And what happens is you don't do it again. I've been in so many. There's two things you burn the most, nuts and croutons. Someone burns the croutons. Second time he burns them. Okay, yeah, you make croutons, so I make them, and then I burn them. We'll just do it tomorrow. We didn't have time. And we just wrote in the book, hey, we didn't have time to get to it. See ya. And then in the morning, they're like, really? You guys did like 100 covers, and you didn't have time? No. Now, well, we actually did, but after the third attempt, and they were burnt. Third attempt, yeah, I tried once after he failed twice. Okay. Oh, that makes sense. At least, so, you know, I mean, you learn. You learn by screwing up a lot. But like when you have ovens where like the bread isn't even cooked and it's like 1 minute, you go 1 minute 10 seconds and the bread's burned. The old joke that caramel sauce on the stove will never caramelize, but as soon as you turn around, it's black. But hey, kids can't be kids anymore. They can't, you know. But then again, you have warnings: do not try anything you see on Tosh.0. I guess we were smart enough. Our generation would be smart enough to watch Jackass and Tosh.0 and laugh at it, but not be stupid enough to try it. That's the difference, folks.
Well, we at least we
Yeah. Because what happened, I guess, if my memory serves me correctly, there was a Jackass episode where these kids actually covered themselves in steaks and they grilled themselves, and one guy got severely, severely burned, and they were attempting what Jackass did on TV, and I guess. And it's like, I think the Jackass people, they were wearing like a flame retardant outfit and stuff. I mean, they still can get seriously hurt. But, you know, I mean, those guys have some permanent injuries, some major problems. It's just one of those things that happen.
Did you hear what Lindsey Graham said about the whole Pocahontas thing?
What?
I have been told that my grandmother was part Cherokee Indian. It may just be all talk, but you're going to find out in a few weeks, taking the test. Hashtag Cherokee Challenge.
Yes, I'll take the Cherokee Challenge, and I'll look into their genealogy and their records, and I probably won't be in there, because I'm not Cherokee. I want to get into this. It is a former security director for the Senate Intelligence Committee has pleaded guilty to one count of giving a false statement to FBI agents looking into leaks of national security information to several reporters, including one at the New York Times. He dated the Justice Department announced Monday. James A. Wolf, 53, was charged of maintaining all classified information coming from executive branches to Senate panel. He served as the panel's security director for 29 years. Did Wolf make a false statement to the FBI? D.C. District Court Judge Kentigel B. Jackson asked Wolf in court on Monday. Wolf had been scheduled to appear for a routine status hearing before prosecutors announced that substantial negotiations had produced a plea agreement. So he has, basically, from when I was seeing this on, I think it was ABC, and they said that basically he had done a plea agreement, he was going to cooperate or whatever the heck. I mean, there's all kinds of my grandfather said it best, and I never even got to meet the guy, but my mom told me all the time, the only way you become president is if you're lying, cheating, cheating, stealing, and you get into politics. There's no one in politics that's honest. I guarantee you, Trump has done some things that's legal. He used loopholes, like every other Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all them, to his advantage. And if you know those loopholes, you could use those advantages too. It's one of those things that, you know, I think a lot of people, and this was, and there's talk like, well, will the conservative, will the right farewell that, let me tell you something. There is a Republican candidate for governor in California, and he's only like 4 points now behind the Democrat.
Kennedy was saying that there's only really one seat that a Republican's not needing
him. Yeah.
That we have to worry about.
People are starting to wake up to realize how screwed they've been. And the percentage of people that are the protesting mob are the people that don't know any better. They don't know any better. They don't know. They're just kind of doing whatever they do, you know. What do I say today? what we need to do is get a bunch of people at these rallies and be like, yeah, what are we supposed to chant today? I didn't look at the email. What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to support today? Anybody? What am I supposed to? Okay. Look at the app, folks. The liberal app that tells you what to do every day, what to believe, what to think. Don't worry, because midterm elections, a blue wave in the midterm elections will be fueled in part by undocumented immigrants. That's right, folks. You heard me correctly. Undocumented immigrants.
Do you unbelieve how they're going to lose their minds if they don't get the house or the Senate?
Oh, they're gonna go. Yeah. But don't worry, folks. Authorities have charged organized ring with voter fraud for generating forged ballots, many for Democrats and some for Republicans. They're being charged. This is not fake. This is not like, oh, that's not real. That's fake. But you have, you know, if it's one of these things, and I've said this before, if it was Trump, oh, it's always fake news. No matter what it is, it's always fake news. But if it was a conservative, if it was negative, if it was Trump did this or Trump did that, oh, yeah, of course he did. But if it's Barack Obama, oh, he couldn't have done that. There's no way, man. Where's the proof? So what proof? You don't need proof. Georgia. Let me correct myself. I said in the beginning it was Pennsylvania, but it's a Georgia Democrat gubernatorial nominee who says that the blue wave will include undocumented immigrants. In a rally, she basically said that, guess what, folks? This blue wave, this tidal wave of conservatives that are going to get their butts whipped because this blue tidal wave of liberals coming in is going to be fueled by undocumented immigrants. Now, let me tell you, if that was a conservative saying that, hey, we're going to have a red wave and it's all because of illegals, let me tell you, that thing would be on MSNBC for the 45 minutes and 32 seconds of the whole hour they're on, and the other 15 so minutes, that's all commercials. That's all they would talk about. Yes, all we have to do is play this thing over and over and over and over and over again, that they're going to use illegals to help them win the election, and we're in for sure. People will vote for us because they're not going to vote for us. Nope. You won't hear about it because it's liberal, even though they're the ones that are spewing it out of their toilet, a.k.a. mouth. We're going to have a blue wave, and it's all because of illegal undocumented immigrants that we don't know who they are. I mean, the attorney general, which I can't stand, was opening his mouth that, you know, I want the wall, don't get me wrong, but we're going to crack down on organized gang, organized like drug cartels and all this stuff. Well, are you going to go out to the pharmaceutical companies too? And why don't you end organized drug cartels by legalizing it all? Because wow, how are they going to be able to sell it if I can go to a store and buy it? Why don't we regulate it like we do alcohol and tobacco? And hey, guess what? Heroin's legal now, but you know what? It's not safe. It's deadly. It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. got about 28 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. You know, it's not like someone's going to say, oh, great, I'm going to get me some Molly. Now that it's legal, I'm going to shoot up. I'm going to snort the stuff. Oh, yeah. Drano is legal. It doesn't mean I'm going to drink it. Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take, like, crystal meth, and I'm going to put it in a water bong, and I'm going to put Drano for the liquid in the water bong. Instead of water, I'm going to put Drano. But then, if you ever watch Drugs, Inc., you'll find out that, oh, wow, if someone dies and they can trace it back to my heroin, my sales are going to go through the roof because they know that's good shit. Use my French. They're going to know it's the best. Put that in your whatever and shoot it up. Put that in your syringe and shoot it up. Your sales are going to increase and skyrocket if someone dies off it because they know it's good. Yeah, I'd be like, okay, someone died off this? No thanks. Whoa, I'm not. Sorry. I'm smarter than that. That's the world we live in, you know. Who would ever thought you'd see a day where having die off a drug would increase the sales of it? I forget what it is, but on Drugs, Inc., there was one where they found out that when they made this one, like cocaine or whatever, or something like a byproduct that they were just dumping, they found out that you can get pretty messed up on it, and then the people that make it deal in that to make even more money. It's so bad, it's so dangerous, it's just ridiculous. But get it out of the hands of the cartels and legalize it, regulate it, get the usage down by educating people. Hey, look at how deadly tobacco is. Man, that's one thing I've always been. How can you? I don't know how someone can deal in tobacco or like, okay, you know the product you're selling kills. It's one of those things that makes you, like, I don't know how. You know, something that kills 90% of the users and non-users, but let's sell it. Why not bring the usage down and educate people? And a lot of it, have it at a free clinic. Hey, we're going to help you get off this. We're going to help you get off this. Maybe there's something you can add to it to get you better. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But, you know, get it out of the hands of the cartels. Instead of, you know, they found it in solitary confinement prisons, so you're not going to be able to get rid of it and get it out. Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, we just need to spend billions of dollars. We just need another $150 trillion and more eradicate pot and coke and smack. And just one of those things that's not going to happen. But hey, that's the world we live in, folks. It's just one of those things that it's never going to go away. You know, educate people. I want to get into this one because this is probably do me in. But this, I don't know. I don't care what you think or what you believe, but jury awards a transgender woman $780,000 after judge rules ban on reassignment surgery is discriminatory. Are you kidding me? Yeah, maybe that money can go to Stormy Daniels to pay. Now that's where her GoFundMe page is going. That money's going to pay Trump's lawyers. Now I wonder if wasn't even a court case, but anyways, with this. Well, my dad needs to do since all this stuff, since they won't pay for all this stuff to get his heart out and put a stent in if they need it or whatever. He needs to say that he is that he believes he's got a woman's heart and he's a man and he needs to have a heart transplant and get stuff to fix it. And if you don't fix my heart and make it a male heart by doing this, it's going to be discriminatory. And here you go. You wonder why health insurance is through the roof. Well, we have to pay for a woman who's in prison because she thinks she's a man. We have to pay for her reassignment surgery when she's in prison. No, ma'am. No, we're just going to put you in the male population with a 500-pound man named Bubba. Good luck. He's white and he's hairy all over, but hey, good luck. 100 and when you hear horror stories of people that have had that done and then wish they would have never have gone through it and all that, cash in. Yeah, I want to have reassignment surgery. Now, I feel for this person, honestly, if they've gone through the whole, like, yeah, I've already had the years of psychology, yes, I've been approved for it, yes, this is, I am a man 100%, I'm not a woman at all, I'm getting my breasts reduced to where I have none, I want, you know, 100%, da-da-da. I've already gone through the years of counseling. I've proven this is not a fad. This is not just a one-night thing. This is who I am 100%. But, I mean, that's just getting to be ridiculous. Guess what? It was the American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit on behalf of Shannon Andrews. You know, these two women that are... It's just nuts. I'm surprised they aren't just. I don't get it. I don't know. I'm at loss. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, what the heck? I don't understand. I mean, I'm friends with gays. I'm friends with lesbians. I have, you know, but. I guess I'm glad I'm a man who believes he's a man and not believes he's a donkey or a chimpanzee or whatever the case may be. Yes, I believe I'm an animatronic robot. Yeah, I have a friend at work that is wanting to be a medical assistant and took like this interview and it was like you get this number and you put in your code and it asks you questions and it's like automated. And she didn't have the ability to re-listen to her response and re-record it, or... I'd be afraid if I couldn't, because I'd want to hear my response. But then you could sit there for like 5 hours until you get like the... No, that's not the right thing to say. Let me try it again. You know, we're in an actual interview. You wouldn't have that ability. You know, remember like I don't know if you ever seen South Park, the very beginning. We have children right there on the mountain. Hold on. You can add this, right? 3, 2. We have, and underneath it says live. And she keeps like, no, that wasn't good. Let's try it again. 3, 2, 1. And the whole time she's live. You know, I guess it, you know, she was like, well, I didn't get to hear my responses. Maybe I wanted to re-record them, whatever the case. I'm like, well. Now that I think about it, I'm like, well, in the real world, in an actual interview, you wouldn't have time to, you wouldn't like, oh, now, let me start that over. Sorry. But, oh, well. It's a different world, you know, you don't even interview. And now, hopefully it weeds out, like, a lot of people, that way they don't waste their time with interviews with people that aren't even, you know, hopefully it gives them a, normally we'd have to interview about 10 people and do all this stuff. We're here. you know, maybe it's something where they can weed out all these people. That way, instead of interviewing in person 50 people that suck, you get down to the, out of the 100 people, you know, 20 that are decent. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It's going to be the future or not. I mean, I've been at my job 13 years, and I think there's things that people have to do now that I didn't have to do. I mean, now they can, oh, you can share a photo from your, that you've taken, you know, for like your ID badge. Like, heck, when I was there, man, they didn't tell you you were taking a photo. Good luck, and hair is everywhere. You look like buckwheat. Look like alfalfa with your hair all. And then when you're sitting there waiting, oh, I already took the picture. Really? Okay, because I was turning away. I wasn't looking. But hey. Oh, wow. Got about 16 minutes left in this program, folks. And it's a changing world. Just at my job, things that like, I remember, like, when you had to do these monthly in-services and stuff to learn about all this stuff that you had to keep up with for state. We used to just do it on paper and on billboards and write it down and turn in the papers. And now it's on computer and it has digital records of how many certifications you've done and this and that and your dementia trainings and your HIPAA trainings and all this stuff. And so it's just amazing how technology has changed. But as many of you know, Hillary Clinton is no longer, she has her security clearances revoked, but for not a reason. As of, I didn't even know this, but as of August 30th, 2018, Clinton herself requested that her security clearance be withdrawn. Yes, Hillary Clinton was the one that said, okay, you can revoke my security clearance. She probably realized, hey, I'm not going to ever go anywhere. I'm done. I'm not going to be anybody anymore. A third attempt at the White House is not going to even happen. So, I don't know. I get asked, the biggest question I get asked a lot is, who do I think is going to be, like, the Democratic candidate? Who do I think? I think Bernie Sanders will try again, whether he does it or not. I think Joe Biden definitely, I think, will be a candidate. Hillary Clinton's, I think, has a chance. Pocahontas might run. I really think they want to put someone in. Yeah. Who knows? But because, see, Democrats want someone in there. They want a Barack Obama. They want someone that, I'm going to vote for him because I'm black and he's black, or I'm a female. She, you know, that they don't, like, they're just going to, it doesn't matter what you pull up on there. It doesn't matter. You can have video footage of her molesting kids, and they, oh, yeah, I'm voting for her. You know, they want, like, someone like an Oprah Winfrey that would be like, I'm voting her. Yeah, oh, yeah, what do you got against Oprah Winfrey? You know, they want someone that they're going to vote for no matter what. Don't matter. It don't care. They're not going to know the running mate. They're not going to know anything. They're just going to vote for it because she's her. It's going to be neat. It's like a NFC championship game. It's you know, the election night is Super Bowl, but the midterms is like, I love it because it's like when you can watch, when you can have like InfoWars and the Blaze on, and you can have Fox and listen to the different, and hear it's neat to see what the different, what they say and what you, okay, well, I would, you know, and it's, I mean, it was fun to watch the Young Turks. Well, you know, it's going to be a landslide with Hillary Clinton, and I don't see no effing landslide, I'll tell you that much. I mean, she might win. Well, she's going to win, but I don't even see how she can win now. She has to win. Oh, she lost Pennsylvania. Oh, she lost this. And it's interesting to see that mindset of she's won the election to what the heck happened. We were told she won it. And it's amazing to see. It's something I have to, I do for my conversation is I'll watch MSNBC when a big issue comes up to see what are they saying about, what is the left actually saying? It's not necessarily the funnest part of the job, but I have to know what are they actually saying? I mean, they have people like Fox that just watch like ABC, and this guy just watched MSNBC to see what are they saying about this? What's their spin on this? What's their take on this? How can they make something that Trump is doing good? How can it be bad? How can they make it look bad? And that's, you know, it's like, how can we spin this thing? Well, Trump's not going to pay. Okay, well, Cherokee people don't hand over their blood for DNA. And if you actually got Cherokee DNA, if you actually got Cherokee blood and DNA tested, that'd be violating their HIPAA law. There'd be a huge lawsuit. So, but hey, I mean, it's just one. It just goes back to the theme of this show is it's in America. I don't know. I don't understand anymore. You know, let's just bash Republican. I feel like we're in pre-World War II Germany, where it's like, okay, you support the Third Reich or you don't at all. You're either Reich or you're not. You know, it's, hey, you believe, you have freedom of speech as long as you believe what we believe. No, it's not how this world works. That's not how this world works. You have the right to express your opinion, and so do I. Majority of people don't feel that way. So, I don't know. It's just, it's an America that is ever changing, and that is different. I just want to remind you folks of to keep David Knott in your prayers. And if you are in the Indiana area, or even just go to your own hospital and say, hey, I want to find out what I can do to have my blood tested or whatever to see if I'm a donor for someone for a kidney or whatever. You know, if I can be a bone marrow donor or somebody. Because I know a lady that found, like gave blood or whatever, and it was like 9 or 10 years after she did it that she was a match for somebody, and she actually got to meet them. And anyways, when you do like this donor stuff, if I'm getting the kidney, my insurance will pay for 100% of everything that you're having done if you're going to be the donor. So if I was to donate and I could be a match to David Knott and I could donate a kidney for him, 100% of the donation would be coming out of his insurance would pay 100% of everything for me to have that done. And if you're in the Indiana area and near Tiffany County, iuhealth.org donor intake forms. You can call. The number is 1-317-944-4370, and they're open 8 to 4, so check it out and find out. Maybe we can get him a donor. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation, and I hope you feel a part of, folks. And welcome to the Manchester United portion of the program, folks, where we are nearing the end of the international break, and there's talk, will the Glazers sell Manchester United? And, you know, I wish the clubs could get back to being England-owned and, you know, fan run, to where the fans have a big say in what happens and what goes on. You know, is Jose going to stay around, and how long is he staying around, and has he kept his job? I honestly think, as you know, we've got like 4 must-win games coming up, and with these 4 must-win games, I mean, it's just to stay where we are in the league. I mean, it's not going, that's just to keep us where we're at. That's not even to go forward. That's just a hope that, because on the 20th we take on Chelsea. We basically got Chelsea. We've got Everton. We've got Bournemouth. And we've got Man City. Those are 4 must-win games just to stay 7 points back of Man City. Just to stay 7 points back. And that's hoping that a Manchester City or a Chelsea or a Bournemouth lose. And even though Everton is in 11th with 12 points, they're not going to be. It's not going to be a walkover win. It's not going to be. It's going to be very difficult. All these games are going to be very hard. But some people speculate that these 4 games are going to. If they, and some people think he's going to win 2, lose 2. I think he's got to win them all to keep us in the right direction to where he keeps his job. So we'll just have to wait and see how that turns out, what happens. And, you know, I mean, there's speculation that, well, hey, well, more than likely he's going to be gone, because I kind of think this, in a way, even if we win a title, he's gone next year. He's going to, after a certain year, he's just going to leave no matter what. So why spend money on players that are going to be his, that, if he leaves, then we're going to have to sit there and have a new manager. And what if he doesn't like the 3 players Jose brings in and wants to sell them? We just got them. And, you know, and it's more of a hack. You know, let's just give him what he has, and he does the best with it. Win, lose, or draw, you know. If he doesn't get a title, he'll leave. If he gets a title, he'll probably leave anyway. So who knows? Let's just give them, that way we don't have to deal with trying to get rid of players that a new manager doesn't want, that just came in because Jose wanted them. Who knows? And it's just one of those things. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and hopefully, I honestly believe these next 4 games are crucial, and if something doesn't materialize, you know, they'll do something. I think these 4 games are crucial, and if we don't get great results from them, he'll be gone. And they'll look for someone in the January transfer window. We'll have to wait and see. I'm not holding my breath. I just want to have a successful team, not a win-one-lose-one, win-one-lose-one. But yeah, it's one of the things. Win-win, and that's the only thing we've been consistent about in the last several years is our inconsistency. But I love that BR football where it has like if you haven't seen it, you got to, where it has all the coaches and all the players of all the top football teams living together under one roof. It's hilarious. Oh, you got to check it out. You'll pee your pants. But yeah, it's incredible. It is, but yeah. The one they did with Manchester United where Jason Lee was like, we're going to play a game called Park the Bus. What you do is you try to score one goal really quickly and then just kind of sit on it. It's a great way to blow 90 minutes. Because that's what they try to do. They try to score one goal early and then keep the other team from scoring at all. And hopefully they can keep them from scoring. And it's a great way to blow 90 minutes. Instead of trying to score like 10 goals and win the game, they try to play very defensively but get one squeaker goal to win the whole thing. Which, as you can tell, is not really working too well. But that's how the cookie crumbles. That's the team that I've supported for a long time. Don't forget to keep your thoughts and prayers going for David Knott. And that number again is 1-317-944-4370. And they can give you information between 8 and 4 about how you can see if you're qualified to be a donor for him or anybody. You know, there may be someone else that you're a donor match for a kidney. So keep that in mind. Everyone wants a kidney or a liver or something, but not many people will. Everyone wants one, but how many people are willing to be a donor? It's a simple thing, and it means a lot. Remember, folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in, but also know that with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.